us our halftime guest. Young man is a senior at North Central High School, the radio voice of the Panthers. Scott's going to do the Watson's trivia question. There he is.
All right, it's time for our Watson's trivia question. The question is an interesting one pertaining to this ball game. Who holds the record for the most points scored in a 4A boys state championship game? Interesting question.
Okay, we'll have the answer in a moment. All of Dennis Casey's questions are interesting. You gotta learn that right
from the...
It goes. Scott, it's a pleasure to have you on. And WJEL is the radio station. Tell us about WJEL.
Well, WJEL is the most powerful and popular radio station in the Indy area, broadcasting at 1,000 watts. We do over 80 ball games a year, from football, basketball, as well as baseball games, a few soccer games, and we mix in there. We're online, so you can listen to us anywhere in the world at WJEL.com. And it's a completely student-run facility, students engineering while I'm broadcasting, a color guy as well, all part of this radio station, just trying to really gain experience broadcasting sports as well as DJing shifts. We bring our own music to the air as well.
That's a terrific answer. You answered three questions I was going to ask you all
there
at
you
one
go.
Time. How long have you been with the station?
Well, I actually date back to seventh grade. Was my first broadcast. I did my first color analyst for a Lawrence North girls basketball game here at North Central. So that was my first opportunity.
You'll be going to IU?
That is correct. I'll attend Indiana University.
Okay. So you do the basketball play-by-play, the football, anything else?
I do basketball and football. That's right. And then I play golf in the spring. So that doesn't allow me to broadcast baseball games.
Oh, so golf takes you away from baseball.
Yep. Actually, I went to the state championship last year. So that was pretty special. And I competed in state championship for tennis this year. So that was fun. And we were the state champions going 26-0. So that was pretty special.
Rob Hendricks, one of your instructors, used to work at TV 40.
Yeah, that's right. Rob Hendricks, awesome. He's been there and just a tremendous leader and given me a great opportunity with WJEL here at North Central High School.
So you said you've been there since seventh grade. So you made up your mind at a young age you wanted to be a sports broadcaster, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've really looked up to Don Fisher at IU over the years. I've talked to him. He's been a great help. Others and influences in my life, Anthony Calhoun from Wish TV and Chris Denieri also. But definitely look to, actually at IU, I'm going to help out Jeremy Gray, a former North Central student, as well as Don Fisher. So that
okay,
will be
so
exciting.
What's your long-term goal? What would you like
long-term
to do?
Long-term goal, take over for Don Fisher.
Oh, okay.
That's my long-term goal. Obviously, that's going to be interesting. But
so you want to be the radio voice of IU football and basketball. You're focused, you're determined, and that's it.
That's what you got to do, but be focused, and it's all about preparation. Have goals and work towards those throughout the year.
You had some great players here over the years, and Eric Gordon the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's right. We actually have three players at Indiana University. Eric Gordon, obviously, who I say is the number one freshman in the nation. Of course, A.J. Ratliff and Adam Allfeld. It was awesome. You had the opportunities of the ESPN games here at North Central being a part of that. And just over the years, broadcasting North Central Athletics has just been a fantastic experience.
You strictly want to be a radio play-by-play guy, do you have TV aspirations?
Honestly, I'd probably go towards more radio, but if the opportunity presents itself, I'd definitely take advantage of it.
Oh, so you would foresee or forego Indiana University play-by-play with ESPN if you got that chance?
Oh, of course. It's just Indiana University, one of my favorite things in life, so it'd be nice to get paid to do something I'd attend anyway.
I was trying to see how old school you were, and if you said strictly radio, then I'd say you were really old school. Well, let's answer the Watson's trivia question.
All right, well, the question was, who holds the record for the most points scored in a 4A boys state championship game? And the answer, any ideas?
Could be Greg Oden, but you tell us the answer.
That is it. Greg Oden. In 2005, the state championship finished with 29 points. So for LN, Greg Oden finishes 29 points.
Scott, we thank you very much
for joining us.
We wish you the very best in your career pursuits, and good luck to you and the Panthers.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for coming out here to North Central.
Okay, that's Scott Agnes, the radio voice of the North Central Panthers, a senior at North Central High School. And again, our halftime score is Lawrence North 31 and North Central 22.